Welcome to our session today. We're excited to be presenting today about hybrid best practices for search. My name is Brent Groom. I've been with Microsoft for about 5 years and excited to be here today.
And my name is Norm Lambert, principal consultant with Microsoft for about 13 years, working with a lot of large customers, most recently one doing a lot of hybrid scenario stuff. So excited to be here to talk to you about that.
A few things we're going to cover. We're going to talk about why hybrid is valuable and what options you have. Then we're going to learn about best practices. And finally, we'll talk about where we're going to be in the future and how hybrid can help.
So hybrid. So what is hybrid? The first thing these days that come to mind seems like when people talk about hybrid is, you know, hybrid vehicles. So we're not going to be talking about hybrid vehicles, but I do have an analogy, I guess, is that you know, you kind of think about your on-premises side as more the gas-powered part of the vehicle, and the Office 365 side is more the electric part of the vehicle. So we kind of have two things we're going to talk about a little bit. Primarily, we're going to talk about the first, you know, the top part of the slide. So the common scenarios, which are really Office 365 multi-tenant and connected back to an on-premises or IaaS deployment. It kind of equals your traditional hybrid. We're also going to talk a little bit about just, you know, IaaS back to on-premises or maybe on-premises to on-premises. Not a true hybrid environment, but some scenarios kind of mimic that as well. So we'll talk about both of those. Just if some of you attended Sam Hassani's session yesterday afternoon, there's going to be some a little bit of duplication of some of our content over his. We're going to cover a little bit different angle to it, but he did go over some of the same scenarios, but we just want to, you know, mention that out. He did cover a little bit of additional configuration than we are, but there is some duplicate content. So why hybrid? A couple of reasons. You know, primary reason is everybody's got a cloud-first strategy these days. You know, trying to cut operations cost, trying to move things into the cloud more, reduce their on-premises infrastructure, kind of focus on the core business values instead of, you know, IT infrastructure. Some companies are wanting to make use of the, you know, the rapid change in deployment in Office 365, so just want to get into the cloud to make, you know, use of some of those, you know, features that will be deployed there prior to the on-premises environment. So, you know, a lot of customers looking at that. Just timing, you know, lots of you guys have lots of on-premises SharePoint today, so it just takes time to move that content into an Office 365 deployment. You know, it's not going to be easy to move terabytes of data into Office 365. A lot of customers have regulatory compliance, legal reasons. So you might have reasons why you can't move content into the cloud, so you have to maintain some on-premises. And the last one's kind of similar to that one is, you know, just, you know, there may be some privacy or regulatory issues within some countries that require you to maintain content on in some of your in-country on-premises environments. So it's, you know, as you're moving into the cloud, you might have, you know, kind of go through certain phases, kind of an early, mid, late phase. Some customers never get out of some of these phases because they may need to maintain, you know, on-premises environments for a long period of time. So, you know, early in the phase, you might have the majority of your content on-premises. So you just started your Office 365 deployment. You got a lot of legacy data on-premises, and you're going to slowly move that into Office 365. You might go through kind of a mid-cycle where, you know, you got 50-50 content. You've moved a lot of your majority of your content into Office 365, but you're still maintaining, you know, on-premises. And then maybe late in your deployment, you know, you move the majority of your content into Office 365, and, you know, you're just now, you know, you have a little bit left. Maybe you have that last bit that you can't move because of legal reasons, compliance reasons, et cetera. And some customers may, you know, maintain some of these phases, maybe a 50-50 long term. But we just wanted to point this out because some of the best practices we have are more around where is your content primarily located, you know, what hybrid scenario would make the most sense to use. So challenges, you know, by having this, you know, distributed environment where you've got some content in the cloud, some on premises, maybe some in IaaS, whatever the case may be, so you end up with pockets of distributed content. So you've got content in Office 365, you've got content on premises. You know, it's complex for the users to try to figure out where the content's at. So having, you know, an integrated search, you know, can help, you know, that kind of findability problem of, trying to figure out, do I go here to get my data, do I go there to get my data, et cetera. Similar to that, you can have many top-level domains. So you might have many URLs where the end users need to go to try to find that content, so they're difficult for them to understand when and where they need to go. No single enterprise search center. So you might have a search center in Office 365, a search center on-premises. So kind of the same problem where where do you direct your users to go? And all these kind of lead into lost user productivity, where they don't know where to find data, they get frustrated, they're looking for data, they say, sometimes I find it here, sometimes I find it there, where do I find my data? So how can hybrid search help? So hybrid search can help by providing a single integrated search result set. Integrated in the sense that at least there's one location to go to get that data. So maybe not a relevant search result set integrated completely. Talk about that a little bit later. But at least one place to go to kind of find all that content across both cloud and on-premises. That helps reduce user complexity. So they know where, they can go to one place, find data, regardless of where it's at, which allows them to query all their content at the same time. So, they can get one result set, one place to get their data. Allows Office 365 and on-premises to coexist. So, again, that's kind of the whole point of hybrid. And provides a solution allowing you to move on your own terms. So it gives you the ability to maintain content in both places, slowly move from one to the other, et cetera. So, why is hybrid important? Why is Microsoft focused on hybrid? Again, it helps customers reduce their operation costs by allowing content to be in Office 365 as well as on-premises. Allowing customers to take advantage of new SharePoint feature updates in Office 365, so you can get your content into the cloud, get users using some of the new features that you're seeing here at SharePoint Conference before you'll ever have the ability to use them on-premises. And again, hybrid search can help solve some of those findability problems, multiple search centers, et cetera, so you can kind of direct your users to one place. And I put this quote in here, the former head of cloud for Microsoft and now CEO Satya Nadella recently said in an interview that we firmly believe in the hybrid computing point of view, so Microsoft is dedicated to kind of focusing on this hybrid scenarios, making sure that customers have ability to maintain content and maintain SharePoint in both locations. So now I want to turn it over to Brent. He's going to kind of demo a typical scenario, outbound hybrid search, so where the primary search center is on-premises. So the on-premises side is actually going to pull in data from Office 365 side. So Brent, take it away.
Thank you. We're going to have two demos today. This first one is pretty short. As Norm mentioned, it'll be the outbound search where we're on-premises, and then we're going to bring in content from Office 365. The next demo that we'll do a little later on is our internal Microsoft search, and we'll show three different scenarios of how we're doing different hybrid scenarios for search. So let's jump into this one. Let's switch over here. Okay, this is my on-premises search page. And we've called it hybrid search. And we're going to search for Europe. And what we'll see as this comes up, we'll see a result block at the very top that shows our content from Office 365 at the very top. And you can notice as I mouse over this PowerPoint, we get the preview already. We can view in library. This will jump us out to Office 365. We get the same thing with the Word documents. We get the mouse over and the nice view of the document just right here. So this is how it looks. You have the ability to have this block blended with relevancy. I've chosen the option to say show always at top. And that's the best way as you're setting this up the first time, so you can make sure you can see it. But normally, I guess it's your call, but you can either have it at the top so customers and so your employees see this at the top, or you can blend it the block will stay together, but it could be mixed and you know, maybe on a second or third page, depending on the relevancy flow.
So in that scenario, Brent, you had IaaS, I think, running in Azure.
That's right.
You know, so you didn't have an on-premises infrastructure, really. He was running IaaS in Azure as his on-premises side, you know, running another, you know, against the Office 365 multi-tenant environment. So
that's right.
So now we just want to, including the outbound search, we want to go through some of the, you know, kind of the full realm of the scenarios or topologies that are available for hybrid search. You know, we're going to kind of break this into two parts, kind of the more common scenarios, and then another part two, which has a couple of other options and it's, as well. So Brett just covered one-way outbound, which was on-premises pulling in Office 365 data. We'll talk about one-way inbound, which is the reverse, so Office 365 pulling in on-premises content, and two-way bidirectional, which is really, you know, basically both of those put together. And just real quick, there was a related session earlier today, SPC 320, where Neil and Manas went through kind of the whole configuration of Azure ACS, DirSync, server-to-server trust, et cetera. We're not going to get into the details of the configuration. If you want to, you know, go deeper on the actual configuration of it, you can go back and watch that session if you didn't attend it earlier.
Did anybody make it to that session? A few of you? Were they successful? Oh, darn. So last time I saw it, they were successful. Watch that session, though, if you need steps on how to actually set it up. They go through exactly step-by-step of how to make it happen.
Yep,
maybe, so, and then Manas has some blogs, so he can explain why it didn't work maybe later.
So one-way outbound. So this is what Brent just demoed. So basically this scenario where on the right-hand side, if you look at it, your on-premises on-premises search center, you actually have the ability to pull content in from Office 365. So you're showing both on-premises and Office 365 data. Even though it's outbound, it's really that you're reaching out to pull that data in, you know, even though you're on-premises. So you can see that, you know, the reverse isn't the true. So if you're on Office 365, you're only going to see Office 365 content in this scenario. So you'll have two search centers. One, you'll get both content. One, you'll get the other. So part of the problem with hybrid, and we'll talk about some of the issues, and I think Sam yesterday talked about them as well, is that you can end up with some navigational problems where users get lost. You know, even with the hybrid, there's still problems where they start off on-premises, they click a link into Office 365. Now they're, you know, they're on Office 365. They like, that's not the content I'm looking for. They go up to the search box, they type in a new query, and now they're only getting content in Office 365. So, you know, so there's some cases where, you know, you just end up with, you know, some problems with navigation. One-way inbound, which is basically the opposite. So your Office 365 side on the left is able to pull in content from on-premises. So you get both sets of related content. You get a result block for both your on-premises side and then, you know, the rest of your content for your Office 365 side. And again, you could also maintain a search center on-premises, but it would only be querying data that's on the on-premises side. This scenario requires reverse proxy to be set up, so as you're reaching back inbound, you know, you only have a one-way trust generally, so or none possibly, but you're reaching back in with a reverse proxy to pull that data in. And Brent will be talking more about reverse proxies and stuff a little bit later. Two-way bidirectional, you could consider this a bit of best of both worlds in a sense, is you end up with two search centers, both pulling in, you know, both Office 365 and on-premises data. Problem with it is more complex to maintain. You do have two search centers, you're using reverse proxies, you know, you basically have both sets of configuration done here, so this is a little bit more complicated. So you have to balance out, you know, maybe having two search centers with both relevant sets of content in two places, you know, with the complexity. And part of the talk is, you know, we do want to, you know, kind of focus on where is your content located, as I talked about earlier. So let me just go back to that slide. So as you're looking at outbound, you know, outbound probably makes more sense if you're, you know, so if you only have a pure outbound topology, now I'm going to go back to outbound. It probably makes more sense if the majority of your content is on-premises. So You know, you got 90% of your content, you're in that phase one kind of migration strategy. So you have more content on-premises than you do in Office 365. It probably makes more sense to direct the user into to the on-premises side. Versus inbound, if you got 90% of your content in Office 365, it probably makes more sense to direct users to the Office 365, you know, side of the environment to where they're pulling content from, you know, the little bit of content that's on-premises in Office 365. And a bidirectional may fit more that middle scenario where you're kind of 50-50, where you've got content located in both, you know, maybe no majority of content in either one. So kind of matches back to that, earlier slide. We're also going to talk about, you know, kind of part two is a little bit less frequent hybrid. So business connectivity service using BCS. So we'll briefly talk about that. Search service consumption. So this is really your kind of true on-prem scenario. So this is, you know, using federated results where you're actually you have form trust in place. You're consuming services from one form to the other. So kind of that second half of the slide earlier where I talked about the two topologies where it's not really true hybrid, but could be considered hybrid. I'm sorry, and then search vertical. So we are going to demo, Brent will demo here in a couple of minutes, our internal solution. So what we're currently using in our internal Microsoft Search is kind of more of a search vertical approach where we have a separate tab for our Office 365 versus intranet. So, you know, the same, it looks like the same search center, but we'll get into that when we get to that demo.
I think there are two variations of search vertical. The first one is what Norm just mentioned. It's really a redirect into the other environment. It looks to the end user, it looks like you're exactly the same place you were, but it is a complete redirect. The other search vertical scenario is what they do with the OneDrive professional, where they bring the results in, they do federate them in the result block there at the tab, and so you can see them there, and it brings it in from the external source. So it looks like a vertical, and it looks like it's local, but it's actually bringing it in from a remote location.
And a little confusing to explain, but we'll demo it and hopefully it makes a little bit more sense, at least the first part. So business connectivity services, this is a really hard slide to see, I realize, but basically this is a scenario where you're in Office 365 and you're wanting to pull in on-premises, line of business data, something using BCS, so you'd be, you'd still have kind of that reverse proxy scenario where you're pulling content from from on-premises into Office 365, so more the inbound scenario. But you're using BCS to connect back into those SQL stores or other, PeopleSoft, whatever scenario you have, where you're reaching back into some back-end data source and trying to blend that data into your Office 365 search experience. So it's kind of, one option. This is the true kind of farm-to-farm services consumption where you have farm trust in place. This is not supported with Office 365 multi-tenant. That's why I mentioned earlier that it's really an IaaS to on-premises or on-premises to on-premises scenario where you have maybe multiple regional farms where you actually have a farm trust in place and one of your farms is consuming search, the search service from the other, from the primary search farm. So, this is, true, SharePoint services consumption where you have one search index, you have one search center, you're sharing it across all your environments. Unfortunately, this scenario is, like I said, not available when you're using an Office 365 multi-tenant, so this is more of an on-premises. So kind of what, most customers want out of their hybrid search. So they want one, intermingled set of results, one enterprise search center across all their environments, but, due to all the trusts and connectivity between, the on-premises environment and multi-tenant, this isn't a supported scenario there. It's only supported on your on-premises side. And now for the third scenario that was on that slide, which was the vertical. Like we said earlier, Brent's going to show you what our search looks like internally. Unfortunately, we can't, vary from the search very much because we want to make sure we're not showing anything we're not supposed to be showing since it is our true, Microsoft Search Center. So.
Okay, we're going to search for a term that you might be surprised to find in our corpus. So this first scenario is bringing in the on-premises content. So this is our on-premises search page. And you can see how we've got some best bets at the top. And you notice I believe, let's see. Oh, it's not this one. Some of the best bets are actually linking out to the online, online content. And so it looks like you're getting a kind of a mixed result, but it's just a best bet pointing out there.
If you can see the URL, it's actually a WACWAC search, so it's just an internal URL on our on-premises side.
We're going to show two other searches here. So you notice how here we've done it, we're doing a redirect out to Office 365. And then when you see this come back,
and Brent probably should have logged in before we did the demo.
But I was logged in. Okay. So now we're sitting out in Office 365. But you can see at the top here, the verticals look exactly the same. And there we go. So you can't, from the end user perspective, the only you notice that you got, of course, is the credential prompt. But then the UI and the look and feel is exactly the same as if you were on premises.
And if you looked at this URL, this would be, you'd notice it would be an Office 365 URL. So basically, the way that we've, done this internally is we've duplicated the search center. The look and feel is identical between on-premises and Office 365. The tabs just take you to different locations. So in the true sense, it's not a true hybrid. It's getting one search center, one place to go for all your search results, but kind of a bit of a faked out, user experience to some extent. Actually, not a bad experience, other than you don't get all your results at the same time on the same page, but at least you do have like one very common looking interface for the users to go to, and it'd be the same interface regardless of their location. So you can bounce back and forth fairly easily this way.
This last query we're going to do is to our training corpus. So I'm searching for Outlook and click on the training tab. And you notice the links here are actually taking us back to on-premises content. And if I click on them, if I click on one of these links, then of course I have to have access either via VPN or direct access to open up one of these documents. What's interesting about the way they implemented this is they created a SharePoint list, and then the list they crawled in online, and then that list just has pointers that point back to the on-premises content. So it's kind of a unique approach. To get your on-premises content.
Yeah, so our training content stored in an on-premises environment. So we're just basically feeding a product catalog up into an online list, and then search is crawling that list. So yep. Kind of another way that you can get away with some hybrid scenarios. One other option we just wanted to throw in is there is, I believe, a talk tomorrow.
That's right. There's a partner presentation tomorrow. By BA Insight, and they have a solution for crawling from on-premises. They have an option to crawl Office 365 content, so then the results will show up in your on-premises index. That way, all of your relevancy will work inside. They also have a solution for federating, where you actually interleave the results rather than result blocks from the different places. It looks like they do have a solution for SharePoint 2010, online, and also SharePoint 2013.
I think that session's SPC 2003, sometime tomorrow afternoon, is that what it is?
That's right.
So kind of just reiterate some of the things we talked about already. So this is a best practices session. So we're trying to, it's kind of difficult with hybrid search because it's new, not a lot of people are doing it. So we're trying to kind of help out where we can, giving experience that we're aware of that other customers have had. Some of the internal experiences that we've had. We are working, going back to that internal search demo, we are working actually on implementing some of the other hybrid scenarios. In addition, we just have a large environment, so it takes us time to get that implemented as well. So what I talked about before was, you know, we want to use hybrid search to direct your users. So depending upon where your content's at, where you want to focus users, you might want to direct them more on premises. So you might, you know, take them and say, this is where they're going to find most of their content, so I want to make sure that I'm using an outbound approach. So, you know, if the majority of your content's in Office 365, you want to direct them to the Office 365 side just to try to get them doing searches where the actual content is stored. We want to test your solution. You know, as you saw in, you know, those of you that came to Manasa's session earlier, it is a complicated setup. There's a lot of moving parts. You know, you have Azure ACS, you've got DirSync, you got a lot of identity things you got to deal with. So you want to test your solution. You do have, you know, content in both locations that's synchronous. So the majority, you know, we'll talk about that in a second, but the, you know, all these solutions that we've shown pretty much are synchronous solutions. So if you hook the two up, you know, you do an Office 365 and on-premises inbound, for example, you know, none of your result sets are going to come back until all the result comes back. So you're waiting for all, your on-premises as well as your Office 365, you know, query to finish before you'll see any results. So you want to make sure you test your solution, make sure you understand latency, et cetera. You know, the search crawler, and you know, in all the scenarios we talked about, is only crawling local content. So your crawl is actually happening on the environment where the content's at. So on-premises is crawling on-premises content. Office 365 is crawling on, you know, Office 365. Then we're just using, you know, result blocks, query rules, et cetera, to pull those, you know, that content across the environment. So, but it's all being crawled locally from the environment that sends in. As I mentioned, they're all synchronous, so everything we talked about is pretty much asynchronous. You know, everything has to, you know, finish before you actually see any results. There is possibility of creating your own kind of custom solution, you know, writing your own, you know, result web parts, et cetera, using asynchronous calls. You know, a couple of customers that have worked, you know, been trying to do some of that, but you lose a lot of the out-of-the-box capabilities then. So we're not really saying it's a best practice. We're just saying that if you end up in an environment where you have too much latency, you're only taking 10 seconds for your queries to come back, that's probably not, you know, acceptable. So you might want to look at other options if you really, you know, you really need to do this, but you don't, you can't wait for those kind of latent results. Didn't just want to mention supported, not supported. You know, some of the, you know, like I said, the on-prem to on-prem's a not supported Office 365 multi-tenant scenario. So, you know, the rest of them are. So just make sure that, you know, when you're setting up your hybrid scenarios, you understand what you're doing, make sure it's supported. You don't want to start going down a path and then realize that you can't even do it with Office 365. So next, Brent's going to kind of, you know, that was kind of architecture topology, you know, scenarios, best practices. Brent's going to kind of go into more of the planning design best practices.
Okay. Thanks, Norm. We're going to cover four areas. We'll talk about performance best practices, infrastructure, security, and content. And we'll talk about some of the challenges in each of the areas, and then kind of some of the resolutions and things you can do. And we're going to try to give you some advice on how to avoid pitfalls as well as you go through this. Performance, so we're going to talk about four things here. Latency. So you have your on-premises environment. You also have the cloud. And there's going to be latency between, you know, with network latency in that environment. So how can you avoid or kind of help with latency? One of the best practices is to not trigger a query rule for every single query. So try to set your on-premises search up such that it will only bring in, you know, the remote source, the remote location in certain scenarios, but not on every single query. So that's one option. You know, some of the other options, Norm talked about using the hybrid to kind of direct your users to where the majority of the content is to help with that. You know, Norm also talked about asynchronous. If you really have a problem, you write your own custom web part to kind of have an asynchronous call. Another best practice to help out with latency is to test out your solution. We're not saying to do a high stress test. It's not supported or permitted in the online, but you should set up a test such that it will simulate your expected user load for your company. And so before you roll it out to your entire company, you set up a longevity test that will stress and exercise the expected query rates that you're going to see, that you would see in your organization. The next one, database server. So there are database calls that happen when you do a query. Okay, one example is the best bets. And so when you have a lot of best bets, there are performance impacts on the database. And so you need to be aware of that, realize that there is a database impact, and monitor the IOPS on your database as you're doing this longevity test, and make sure that your IOPS are where they need to be to support your database performance. One-to-many, what does that mean? So one cool thing with SharePoint 2013 is you can set up these result blocks and query rules, and you can actually have them issue another query, or you could have multiple result blocks that issue, you know, all different queries. And so your single query may, in actuality, result in 2 to 3 queries to the back end. And so while you think you're stress testing your system at 1 QPS, it's actually, you know, 4 QPS. And so it's important to understand how you design the system, how you've set up the system to understand what the true load is on your environment. The last one is security. You know, this is not a Google search or a Bing search where it's just anonymous access. There's security involved, and we want security. These are corporate, you know, enterprise documents, and you want your users to only see results that apply to them, and not confidential documents that maybe, you know, just the CEO can see. So I think there is an overhead to having security in a system. It's actually, you know, it's doing additional filters on the query, you know, on the back end to filter and get results that are just for you. And, you know, how do we minimize that? You know, there's a couple ways, I guess. One of the key ways is to set up groups. I think, you know, that's a best practice that many of us do already. If you're implementing custom security, then you'd want to implement as much as you can up front rather than late, you know, late binding. So. All right, let's jump into infrastructure. So at the beginning of Q1 and Q2 of 2013, Microsoft ran, they brought in a bunch of the vendors. They brought in Juniper, Citrix, and the F5, and they tested out the reverse proxy. And to make sure that it worked, you know, this is all very new technology, and so they wanted to make sure that it worked in the lab. And the three vendors that are listed here, they were there, and they are in the process of publishing white papers. I think the F5 white paper is public. The others, I think, are still working on the white papers. Microsoft has, I've listed out three here. We have 2012 R2 with WAP. We have Forefront TMG, and then we have Forefront UAG. The recommended best practice when you're setting up reverse proxy is to use the server 2012 R2 with WAP. And there's a really good article by Steve Peschke. It was published in December of 2013 that walks through and describes how to do that, and that's the recommended approach. I guess the second approach, if you're going to go with the Microsoft stack, is to use TMG. And if you already have TMG in your environment, then that's an option to do. Just note that TMG was end-of-life. If you're not aware of that, look that up. And so if you're starting out fresh, then we recommend that you don't do TMG, but, you know, go with the WAP and 2012 R2. The third point, Forefront UAG, we recommend that you steer away from UAG and either do TMG if you need to, or really, really go with WAP. But definitely walk, you know, avoid the UAG route. Okay. During development and during your testing, you can use Fiddler. Obviously, that's not production solution, but it can help you identify problems, and it's a great tool for doing reverse. It does work as the reverse proxy. Two items to note. They're in the process of setting up in all the MTCs across the country. this reverse proxy and the two-way hybrid. And so you can set up a time at the MTC and test that out. And they're doing 2,000, the R2 and WAP on that. So that's the solution. And they're also in the process of recruiting people for a TAP program so that you know, Microsoft will work with you closely to get the reverse proxy working as you expect. Okay. Let's just spend a couple minutes talking about security best practices. So STS, then we have DirSync and Password Sync. So DirSync is a tool that runs in your on-premises environment and works with your Active Directory and syncs the users with the online users and make sure that the online environment has all of your on-prem users from AD. And it's recommended to also do, in combination with that, do the password sync scenario so that users can log in with the same password both online and on-prem. And that way they don't have to remember two different sets of users, two different sets of passwords, just one. SSL is highly recommended. Otherwise, your OAuth token will be sent in the clear. So you definitely want to set up your SSL. Login options, we kind of talked about that. But VPN or direct access, you know, if you're online and you get a result back in your online search, and that links you back to on-premises content, it's absolutely required that there has to be some way to get there. It's just like a file share, there's got to be either VPN or direct access or some other way to get to that content.
Yeah, so if you're providing, you know, a nice interface for them to find the content, et cetera, and then they click on it and they can't get to it, you know, they're not going to be very happy about it. So it's just one of the, you know, things to keep in mind is making sure that you don't set up scenarios where your users actually don't have access to the content.
Okay, we'll talk briefly about content best practices. So the first point, crawl local. This applies to the content. So be aware that wherever your content resides, that's where the crawl happens. So if your content is online, then the online crawler will only crawl that content. Likewise, if your content is on premises, then the crawler can only crawl where, you know, where the content is of that farm. We recommend that you use the Query Builder as you build out your hybrid scenario. Use and utilize Query Builder to see if the results are coming back as you expect. Display templates. Today, display templates need to be out of the box. And so you can't use any customized display templates if you're doing the hybrid as of today. So keep that in mind. We mentioned BCS hybrid up here just because it could be a point of confusion. With BCS hybrid, you see you're in the online version and you see an external result, which is your online database. And it, I guess to clarify, you know, the content is still online. And so when you're crawling, the content's still on premises. So when you're crawling online, although it's an external search and external list, and you can see it there, it's not actually going to be crawled. And so that's a scenario where you would want to use the hybrid. You have your on-premises crawl, your line of business content there, and then you can expose that content via the hybrid search. This last point, as you're setting it up, make sure that you've checked, there's a checkbox that says show the result block at the top. That way, you know, it could be on the third page if you let it sort by relevancy. So this way you would know if it's working for sure.
And one other thing, you know, kind of related to the BCS, but it relates back to some, like the inbound scenario as well that I forgot to mention earlier, is that, you know, a lot of customers basically, even though the content may not be in Office 365, like I mentioned earlier, there might be compliance reasons, legal reasons, et cetera, that you need to maintain that content on-prem. So it's another thing to think about as you're pulling that content into Office 365. So, you know, you have users that are in Office 365 that may only be seeing the result sets, so they can't see it all, but they can see previews, they can see other parts. So, you know, in some cases, you may not want all your content, you know, on premises to be pulled into Office 365 because, you know, it, legal may consider that, you know, that content's actually available now in the cloud, even though it's really on-premises, but you can still see parts of that content, you know, being pulled into your other environment. So it's just something to keep in mind as well, especially with the BCS. If you're pulling in, you know, actual line of business data, et cetera, that, you know, you got to realize that that's being pulled into external lists and being maintained in Office 365 as well.
So there's a post, there's a post session, post training, run by Bill Baer, Steve Peschka, Manas will be there, I believe, and Neil Hodgkinson, and they take 4 hours, and they're going to go through the whole hybrid scenario of setting up hybrid search, so you can see the entire process. I don't know if there are still openings, but you can, you know, jump out there. It's a four-hour training.
And that's a Thursday from 1 to 5, I believe.
That's right. Okay. I'll continue on here. So what makes hybrid so intriguing, and where are we headed with the future of hybrid and the future of search? We saw in the opening day, Monday morning, we saw Oslo and a presentation on that. And that's today available online. And OneDrive, there was just you know, in the last couple weeks, we have the OneDrive announcement as well, where we can see hybrid search to bring in that OneDrive content. We can see where Yammer is. Yammer is an online version. And then we, you know, this last point, just in Bill Baer's presentation on Monday, he talked about query federation to a remote index and bringing in, really kind of bringing in those results in a different way than what we've talked about in this presentation. So we'll get more details on that as the weeks go on.
And the main point to that one is, you know, the plan is to try to get a single, you know, relevant result set, you know, which most of these other solutions don't provide you unless you're doing, you know, a pure services-to-services consumption. You're not getting, you know, you're not getting a relevant, you know, set of results. So hopefully, you know, going forward, Microsoft understands that and working to come up with a solution for that, and they've got that on the roadmap. Unfortunately, no date for any availability or anything yet, but.
So to get started, this is a link to the TechNet documentation. There's a lot out there on hybrid, setting it up, how you can use it. So follow this link for the main TechNet articles. And this final page is references. So there's the blog by Manas. He has, you know, if you printed it out, it'd probably be 50 pages. He's got a three-part series in his blog, so amazing amount of content. And then the other links are mostly to Steve Peschka's blogs, and he always does an excellent job on describing how to run things and set things up.
Yeah, that second blog under security is where he, you know, kind of went through the WAP, you know, connectivity, et cetera.
For your reference, these are the other search-related sessions, and also the ones that we've listed through as we've gone throughout the different true hybrid sessions that that have been going on during the conference.
So don't forget to do evals. We know everybody is eager to get to the attendee party, as we can see with the number of people that have left already.
We had 400 that said they were attending.
So
I think I counted and it's a little less.
Yeah. So we know people are eager to go drive NASCARs and not drive them, I don't believe. Don't go there and say, Norm said I could drive NASCARs. And so if anybody has any questions, we're happy to take questions, or you can come up to the stage or whatever. Sure.
In your scenario, how did any of this change in SharePoint?
So it's a good question. We purposely avoided dedicated because, you know, there is movement for, you know, moving dedicated into multi-tenant. So, you know, there is a dedicated to multi-tenant convergence project going on. So I know, you know, of at least one customer that does have a dedicated to on-premises services consumption going on. So there are, you know, some differences between dedicated. And, you know, at a basic level, you know, dedicated is just another on-premises environment. but they only allow certain, you know, certain things as well. So in some cases, you actually have reduced functionality with dedicated because they don't allow some of the same features, et cetera, to be there. So I don't know, Brent, if you got any, you know, other thoughts on that. So we're primarily covering multi-tenant, so. Anybody else?
Any other questions?
All right. If not, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Enjoy your evening.
If you have any questions.